Proverbs chapter 22. A good reputation is preferable to great wealth. Good grace is preferable to silver and gold. Rich and poor meet each other. The maker of all of them is the Lord. The prudent man sees evil and hides, but the gullible cross over to it and pay the penalty. It is by meekness and fear of the Lord that riches and honour and life are obtained. Thorns and snares lie on the way of the perverse. He who guards his life distances himself from them. Initiate a youth along his way, then even when he grows old, he will not depart from it. The rich man will rule over the poor, and he who borrows is servant to the man who lends. He who sows injustice will reap iniquity, and his offensive regime will come to an end. He who is generous will be blessed, for he gives some of his bread to the poor. Drive out the mocker, and contention will depart, and strife and shame will cease. As for him who loves the pure in heart, his lips are graceful, the king is his friend. The eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge, but he has overthrown the words of the treacherous man. The lazy man says, "There is a lion in the open, I will be killed on the streets." The mouths of the foreign women are a deep pit. He with whom the Lord is angry will fall there. Foolishness is bound to the heart of a boy, but the rod of correction will put him at a distance from it. He who oppresses the poor to enrich himself, and he who gives to the rich man, will surely be in need. Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and direct your heart to my knowledge. For it is pleasant if you keep them inwardly. Together they are ready to be on your lips, so that your trust should be in the Lord. Today it is to you that I have made it known, to your very self. Have I not written 30 times to you with pieces of advice and knowledge, to make known to you the veracity of truthful sayings, so that it is with truthful sayings that you can answer those who send for you? Do not rob a poor man, for he is poor, and do not tread a needy man down at the gate. For the Lord will defend their interest, and he will despoil the livelihood of those who despoiled them. Do not associate with a bad-tempered man, and you shall not go with a man prone to fury, in case you learn his ways and you pick up a snare for your life. Do not be among those who strike a deal, among those who are surety for debts. If you do not have the means to pay, why let anyone take your bed from under you? Do not move an age-old boundary marker, which your fathers put in place. Have you seen a man going about his work efficiently? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before the low bread.